is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of the far north of Alaska. True seeker of the far north. It is unbelievable up here today. We are having winds probably pushing 80 miles an hour. I don't know. Ran out of fuel oil yesterday, so it's been interesting, and I have one window that has plastic over it because I don't have a finished house or the money to finish it. And it got down to 46 degrees last night, so it was a little nippy, but anyway, I had a friend bring me over a little bit of fuel oil to get me up and running and close the window off. And so far, all I've lost is a part of a tent that I have stuff stored in outside. I don't know if you can hear the wind blowing or not, but hearing limbs hitting the house here, it's interesting. I've never seen the wind blow quite this stout up here. Anyway, gonna have Greg Pound. Are you on the air yet? Well, I'm gonna have Greg Pound in as a guest today, and we're gonna put out some astounding information about the child custody folks and what is really going on behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, this ought to be enough to, I would think, get some people to get off their duffs and get involved in this situation. I mean, they're just absolutely, this stuff is just, it's just unbelievable. I just can't believe that some of the things that we're reading. I've been working with Greg Pound here. I had other priorities, but been working with Greg here and getting up early in the morning here, getting up at 2 o'clock, which is 6 his time, to go over issues and then start on the phones down there in Florida and conference calls because I'm helping him with the legal research part of this and wading through these agencies. And, boy, I'm telling you, these people are just not cooperative. They just really don't want the contracts and this information out there. And, of course, my goodness, outside here, it's just, whoa, is it howling. Anyway, We worked for over 3 weeks to get the written contract in Pinellas County. trying to get the contract because it's just, I mean, you see, when Greg gets on, I want to have him set this up, and because I've got a format that I want to follow here, so I'm not sure why he's not called in yet here, but anyway, I'll try and break here to raise him on the phone. I'm not sure why he's not called, but, anyway, it took us 3 weeks to get these, contracts and to, discover who, some of these parties are, because when you call the information down there in Pinellas County in Florida, you get the, thing that says, Save Children's Coalition. Sounds really nice, doesn't it? But what we finally found out that Safe Children Coalition doesn't exist. It's a program of the YMCA out of Florida. So there is no legal entity. And, guys, that took us a long time because it's just amazing. I mean, nobody wants to answer the questions. You know, like, who is this thing? Where's this corporate charter? What can it do and what it can't do? And so anyway, we finally, I hear the music here, so we'll be back in a minute and we'll see if we can get Greg in here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And the lights are flickering here, but it hasn't lost my computer connection yet, so I may be off the air here for a little bit. I'm not sure. We're really—I call them hurricanes. They're not typhoons and they're not hurricanes, but I am telling you what—it is flat out. These trees I'm looking out my window here from the second floor. I have a shell of a house over the bluff here, and I am telling you they are leaned over, way over. I've never seen the wind like this up here. Anyway, Greg, are you there?
I'm here, Ralph.
Well, how's the great state of Florida?
Well, it's like living in hell. It's like a tropical illusion.
Why don't you? I want to set this up, but for a lot of people that may not know who you are, I'm sure there are a lot of people. Would you just give us just a brief overview of what you've experienced in the last 3 years, and then I'm going to start off when we'll set the groundwork for some questions for you, and then we are going to start disclosing what is really going on in the Wizard of Oz when we pull the curtain back on this little this yellow brick road, the money road. We're going to start pulling off some things that I don't think people will believe that a moral society would tolerate. Or people in an immoral society, maybe they would do this. I don't know. Why don't you just give it a brief overview of what you've experienced?
Well, my name is Greg Pound, and my wife is Melissa Pound, and we have five children. And what happened was 3 years ago, my daughter was accidentally bit by someone else's dog. So my wife calls 911. She calls 911, and what happens is whenever there's an accident with children, here in the state of Florida, the Department of Children and Family comes out. This girl came out by the name of Megan Gallagher, and she went ahead and filed a petition for detention, and they took all our kids out of just, I wasn't home, my other three kids weren't here, We don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do drugs. And they sent a girl out with a steel rod in her tongue and jet black hair, looking like the gothic look. I mean, everyone in America is familiar with the gothic look now. And I mean, to us, it was just a... and so now it's been 3 years. They've terminated our rights to our kid. They've put us through a living hell. My wife's had to go to the hospital a couple times. I've had to take her because of the stress that she was going through from taking our kids. We've never been separated from our kids. We love our children. We love our family. And so now it's my wife's been now hiding for a year, 9 months with our baby that they came out, tried to get. And she's refusing to allow them to have any of our kids. So they have a pickup order for her. And once you see the, and so what happens now in 3 years of this battle, we've been able to expose the corruption that's going on in the system. This case manager was finally arrested for falsifying 26 cases, but her arrest, actually nothing happened to her. She was booked and then she was relieved of 26 third-degree felonies, 71 counts of grand theft, which she was charged for, she admitted guilt to, and nothing happened to her. And it just shows the big cover-up here in the state of Florida of this laundering and this using of children for federal grant money. And now I'm I haven't seen my wife in a year, 9 months. They're tormenting me and my kids, my little children, from 7 years old and under. They've got four of them, and they're crying like babies, wanting to see their daddy and their mommy. And these people have literally abused our kids to the place where they've been to the doctors now over 100 times. None of my kids have ever been to they've never ever been, had any problems. And so, I mean, my son has six cavities, had no cavities when they took them, bring us our children with lice in their hair, ringworm on their face. Our children now have been isolated from parents. We've only been able to see them for 2 hours. It was 2 hours a month for 3 years. And the abuse that they put our kids through, and to see our children and to see when we see them and they come and they're so happy to see us, but then they cry when they leave. And these people are literally destroying people's lives. So we put together a website called FreeOurChildren.com, or you can find it on FreeOurKids.com, either website, FreeOurKids.com or FreeOurChildren.com. And they document the families that are being destroyed and the people. You can watch and see how they take a 9-year-old boy, took him from his mother after the father died of cancer. She had seven children, and what they did, they came and said, "We're going to help you." They took all her kids from her. Her daughters have been molested. Her son's been tortured. You can watch on the website where he's been handcuffed to a bed and burnt, eyes beat up. I mean, it's totally inconceivable the things that they're doing to destroy us. It's almost like something you would think of that the Nazis were doing to people like they were doing to the Jewish people. The same thing they're doing to us, and they're destroying our families and destroying our children. And they're making big, big money. And I really believe myself that this money, this influx of money coming into the states and into this corrupt DCF is either it's coming from the United Nations to destroy America, to weaken us as a people and a nation, because the strength of our nation is our families. People will fight for their families. And when they come in and they're destroying our families, and this is one right after another, and you watch the documentation of FreeOurKids.com. And so we've been trying to find out, trying to expose, and so what happens is we've been just doing everything we can. I mean, we just, to me, it's painful. I don't understand why the people aren't outraged. I mean, they have us divided, all these families and all the people that I talk with, people like the people that called me today of their children who have been taken from them. Through this website, I have people calling me from all over the country. The people that I have called that called me today here in Florida, I've strived to get them to listen to this program so they can hear what's happening behind the scenes and why this is happening. And so this is what we're here for today, is to help the people in America to understand and to see. And I just I thank the Lord for people like Ralph here, who has the ability to do this research and to look at these contracts. And as you listen and you hear what's happening here for federal grant money, and you see the criminal activity that's going on, and it's just cruel. It's just so, I mean, my daughter at 7 years old asked me, she said, "Daddy, She said, "Will you hold me like you did when I was a baby?" And I mean, this is at my last visit with my kids. And then what happens is they actually go and they say that my daughter says that she wants to know if I'm still going to be alive when she turns 21. I said, "Why do you say that, honey?" She said, "Because they said I'm not coming home until I'm 21. I said, "Don't believe that, because the Lord God is greater than these people. These people do not, they do not reign and rule. And so the Lord God is going to give us the victory. He has promised us the victory." Now, we
okay, let me put a little bit of a timeline here on this thing. First of all, correct me, and I'll stop each one of these and ask you a question here. There was a dog bite to one of your daughters. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what does anybody normally do when you have a dog or have an injury to a child? Do you not take the child to the hospital?
That's correct.
And you went to the hospital, and then what, the next day they took your four children?
Right, that's right.
They took the four children the very next day. Moses, your fifth child hadn't been born yet.
Right.
And then in the process, they found out that this Megan Gallagher had filed, what, 26 false reports, and she was charged with felony counts. Is that correct?
That's right. You can go to the St. Pete Times, the archives of St. Pete Times, type in December 10th, 2004, and you can read the article of her charging documents and so forth.
And they reduced all of that down to basically a fine under $3,000, and she left the county. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So they worked some kind of a deal behind the scenes to protect her. And she
right.
was working for what, the child...
She's working for the Sheriff's Department, DCF, Department of...
what do they call them, Child Protective Investigators or something like that?
Yeah, CPI, Child Protection Investigator. She was a DCF officer. DCF is Department of Children and Family, and that's under the Sheriff's Department, Jim Coates. Of
okay, so then after that, you had all these case plans and things that you were supposed to accomplish. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What was the one concerning battering? What was the issue with that one?
Well, they wanted me to take a domestic violence class, which when I went to take the class, it was almost like a year's class, and so what happened was that they wanted me to admit to committing a crime, and I told them that I'm not here because I committed a crime. I'm here because of a dog bite, and then the guy tried to tell me that I was lying and all this other stuff, and so what happens, he told me to get out of the class. So I got out of the class. I went back, told the judge. So I was going back and forth like a ping pong. I made it 18 times to the class, which they won't acknowledge that I went to the class 18 times. But what it is, I told them I'm not going to sign nothing stating that I've committed domestic violence, because I haven't. I'm not. It's over a dog bite. And
could
then
you complete the class if you didn't admit to doing something wrong? Could you would he sign off on the class?
No. No, he wouldn't. No.
Okay, so you had to commit, you had to admit to something that you didn't do before you could complete the class.
That's correct.
Now, did anybody explain to you what you had to accomplish to get your children back?
No. What it is you sign. I remember at the conference table that me and my wife was there, and they wanted us to enter. They told us. What it was that we would go enter into a case plan, and we would go into these classes and so forth and so on. And we had some advice from some people who explained to us before that what this case plan is a contract with the state, and that if you enter into this contract and you don't fulfill the contract, you lose your kids. You sign your kids away by signing this contract. So my wife refused to sign it, and so I had to follow suit because at that time I was willing to sign it, but she refused to, and so I didn't know this.
So did they explain to you that if you didn't sign a case plan that you would lose your children?
No, they didn't. No.
Okay, hold.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. We're got everything nailed down today. We've got some winds probably 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. I don't know what the gusts are. It's unbelievable up here. And I have Greg Pound on, and we're getting the background here. And then we're going to start to expose what is really going on behind the scenes, sanctioned by the governor, sanctioned by the legislature, sanctioned by churches that won't get off their butts and do anything, and sanctioned by the people of Florida that says it's all right to kidnap children, hold them for ransom, sexually abuse them, and hoo-ha, all for love of money. Anyway, Greg, getting back to what you did, these people that call in with this abuse, who do they call to complain about for abuse to their children? Who do they call?
My kids are abused?
Yeah, if your kids are abused, who do you call?
Yeah, well, I call the Safe Children Coalition, and then I started calling the abuse line, the 1-800-ABUSE, and we've seen our kids, literally, we've never seen them so bad, and we just could not believe that they would take our kids and do what they've done to them. And,
okay, when you call the Safe Children Coalition, what do they do? Do they take a report or they refer you to the abuse line?
They have done nothing. I mean, they don't...
No, but do they actually take a report or do they forward
no,
it over
no,
to the...
No, you just tell them what's going on and they'll say, oh, we'll look into it. And so usually what I would do is I'll file a motion in the court, document what's going on, file that motion, enter it into the court record so we've got it documented. And then I got to the place where I started calling the abuse line so much that they started, every time they brought my kids, I mean, my kids were so sick. They're bringing them to me with running high fevers. It was to see my kids come. My daughter's diaper rash was so bad. Her skin was peeling off her. our little baby Joanna, our little daughter Joanna, she was just, I mean, we just couldn't believe it. We said, why don't you change these children's, why don't you change your diaper? You know what I mean? I mean, the skin was just peeling right off. I've never seen nothing like it. I mean, she's just screaming. I mean, she was just...
Okay, do you understand why you lost your children at the parental... that they had a parental termination rights? Do you understand why you lost your children?
Do I understand? Well,
yeah.
There's nothing that I have done or my wife to have our children taken from us. But I
so
do
there's
understand...
Been no, there's been no criminal charges filed against either one of you?
None.
Okay. Do you understand in the final order why you lost, what the judge was doing? Do you understand what happened in that parental termination rights? Why did you lose your children? Why did they terminate your children?
I feel the reason it was because of money. I believe that when you go to court, the judge lies, the state attorney lies, and when they hear the truth and they won't, we brought in enough witnesses, enough evidence. They have no evidence of abuse or abandonment or damage or any complaining party whatsoever, and yet we still, it's just...
Do you know why that had no effect in that court?
I know the question you're asking because we've discussed the issue. I believe it's because...
Which is?
The judge has a contract. There's a contract between... The court and the sheriff's department for federal grant money called cooperative agreement.
That's part of it. But what was the real issue that was being adjudicated in that court?
Okay.
Any idea?
No, you don't, do you? Okay. No, I don't.
You didn't understand what the game plan was.
Well, I know the game plan was to... use our children and to use us for money, and that's been a game.
You were under the impression, and so was I, that if evidence was brought in that there was no abuse, all of these things that are true would have some force and effect on that judge's decision. Is that
exactly
not true?
Exactly. I mean, when we brought in people, exactly. The judge
didn't, did it?
No, it did not one bit. 3 years of 3 years of 64 court docket pages of going in and out of court for 3 years. We've been in and out of that court so many times. I mean, it's been inconceivable.
So you could say realistically that the truth had no whatever the truth is was going on in that court. You couldn't understand why the truth wasn't. It just totally be shut out. It's like it didn't even exist. Is that correct?
Right. After we came out of court, me and my wife would just start crying. We would come out of that court. And we would just, all we could do is just cry. We just couldn't understand what the, we were just asking the Lord, begging the Lord and asking him, why is this going on?
Well, after the, when we get into the long segment, we're going to start walking through. We're going to pull the curtain back on the most horrendous crime that mankind can do. You never, ever pick on children. You never, number two, pick on women. If you want to pick on somebody, find a grown man. Children are to be protected by parents and by society.
That's right.
You never pick on an innocent child, ever. And these children that are being picked on, they're kidnapped. That's what it is. And they're being sold for money, folks. And I'm going to expose this. I'm writing. I'm going to put up an expose on this thing with the documents behind it, and I'll use this little bit of time. We spent a lot of hours on the phone, didn't we, trying to find out who in the heck are all these people? And we found out that the YMCA is a fiction and law, a not-for-profit agency. We found out that the Safe Children Coalition is nothing more than a program of YMCA. It doesn't even exist in law. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's just a name that they like to use, an acronym. And we finally got the contracts after, what, about 3 weeks of work? I hear the music, and stay tuned. And in the next long segment, we're going to start exposing what is really behind the curtain. Thank you.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We're back again, Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second Ralph Winter Road show out of Alaska, and we have Greg Pound on, and in this next half hour, and after the beginning of the end of this next half hour, we'll open the lines up for people to call in. I want to get the groundwork laid here, exposing, I don't know if we can get it done in this half hour with the breaks here, but we're going to have a whirl at it. I apologize because due to the weather conditions in my house and stuff, I didn't quite all this lined out like I want, but I know enough about it anyway, having read, we've got what, Greg, just hundreds of pages of documents in these contracts and stuff, didn't we?
Right.
And the first thing is to get some kind, we have to understand who the players are. And the people that we're dealing with in Pinellas County are called the Sarasota Family YMCA. So we'll just call them the YMCA. That's a nice word that people, it's nice and short. But it's the Sarasota Family YMCA, Inc. They're a presumably a not-for-profit. I have an email back from the CEO, and I've got a copy of their fidelity bond, liability bond, and performance bond, but they haven't coughed up the terms of the contract or the insurance policies. But that's so the first party is we're dealing with YMCA. But when they answer the phone, they do not say that. Now, the contract is between the Florida Department of Children and Families. That's supposed to be something to do with the state of Florida. And the Sarasota YMCA, the family YMCA. So between the YMCA, it's a fiction in law. And the first thing that we have to understand why these people are so interested in the money is because this is on page, I got to get down here, page 5 of this contract. The amount of the money that we're talking about here is in excess of $125 million. $125 million is what it says. Now, that's a lot of Federal Reserve notes, even though it is fictitious money. That's a lot of money. That'll buy a lot of people's interest. Now, the interesting part of this is, we know that it's a fiction in law, YMCA, it's a contract. Well, who is YMCA? It says right in this contract, they are an independent contractor. They have absolutely nothing other than a contract to do with the, quote, state of Florida. And on page 3, as an independent contractor, they're hired guns. They're just, and the reason why they do this, if you read in this contract, is that the YMCA is to hold harmless the state of Florida. The what do they call them? FDC, is that their abbreviation, Greg?
For the DCF.
Was it
DCF?
DCF. Okay, DCF, Department of Children and Families. They don't put the F. Okay, DCF. So they have a thing, a hold harmless clause. That's one of the first things you always want to look, because when it gets down to the money, who are we going to blame here? Well, the YMCA in this contract with DCF has a hold harmless clause for this independent contractor that will be held harmless. And the only way that they can ever be involved in this has to go up all the way through the courts according to the contract. And then maybe possibly if the courts agree, then DCF would be held accountable. It also says in here, it says, and I'm reading now, that YMCA, and this is a quote, provider will be deemed to be an independent contractor and will not be considered or permitted to be an agent, servant, joint venture, or partner of the state of Alaska. So they're not an agent. Not a servant, joint venture, or partner. So they're washing their hands. We have a contract for somebody out there, and I would think that probably a lot of people do not understand the distinction of who these YMCA, which in reality they answered the phone as the Safe Children Coalition. Isn't that a nice term? Oh, my goodness. Gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling. Okay, so now we have the YMCA has a program that's worth $125 million bucks in excess of it. Now, they have penalty clauses in here. And if they do not perform, they can be penalized up to 10% during that window. So they could lose $12.5 million. Now, $12.5 million is a darn good incentive to go after this contract and make sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it also says in this contract, and that's on page 22, let me get down to that, the purpose, because we need to understand how the money is the driving force behind this. This is on page 22 of this contract. Revenue maximization. The provider shall assume all responsibility for the administration of the revenue maximization functions, blah, blah, blah. So now we have a $125 million contract. We've got a $12.5 million penalty clause. There's other lower penalties, but if they don't comply, when they say, hey, get your button gear here and let's get this thing moving, there's a $12.5 million hanging out there. Now, that's a pretty good chunk if you're in business, and they're in business. So now the YMCA, i.e. the Safe Family Coalition, is an independent contractor. They're just the hired guns. And the reason why they do that, if you read in the indemnification, hold harmless, because the state is claiming 11th Amendment immunity. We will not allow you to sue us unless we agree to it. So, of course, they're not going to agree to be sued. Are they? Of course not. Absolutely not. So now we have an entity that's got $125 million laying on the counter. 12.5 is a good penalty thing to make somebody get up and move. So now we have to look at what are they supposed to provide. Now we're going to get into some shocking things that when I read through this, I was telling Greg, I said, you're not going to believe some of these things. Now, this is an Exhibit C in this, and this happens to be on page 42, but it was a summary. At least 95% of the children served shall be protected from child abuse and neglect. 95%. So we got 5% to throw away. Now, if you go down and look into their documentation here, you will see it's over 1,373 of these children that they're dealing with. So we have 1,373, and if you take that percentage, we got, let's just round it off here. We're talking 70 children. Now, this they have the ability to keep 1,373 children over 12 months in the program. And out of that, 70 children can be sexually abused, beat up, tortured, handed over to pedophiles. And nobody cares. Because, guess what? We still met our goals. Of course, the thing that you have to look at, which is why I was asking Greg, is question is, who is going to, where do they get these numbers? How, where's the source? Do the parents' complaints enter into this child abuse number? And no, they don't, because you have to look at the source. It's from the CDC and the YMCA folks. Case files. They're the ones that's providing the source. Now, the obvious question is, would you, if you were YMCA, say that you were sexually abusing and beating up children and all of these malnutrition, all sorts of things they're doing to these children, would you turn in and lose the possibility of $12.5 million? Of course not. Absolutely not going to happen, would it, Greg?
No, it wouldn't. No.
$12.5 million is sitting on the table. $12.5 million. But now let's go back to Greg's case here. And let's take a look at there at the state's definition. This is in their contract, and this is in the Florida statute, 827.03. What would trigger the CPI, the Child Protective Investigation people, to come to the hospital? Well, it's mandated by statute. And it said here, could reasonably be expected to result in physical or mental injury to a child. Now, this is right out of the statute. And I've got to find it here this is something that we got, and people do not know that they do exist, is all of the child protection people, all of the FBI, all of the police, all have an operating, an SOP, Standard Operating Procedures Manual. And in reality, this is it's like the Uniform Code of Military Justice, because with the police, which I had the last program, I didn't get completely through it, but they're bound by this thing, and this is what they do. Well, this is right out of the SOP of the CPI, which Greg and a friend went down and got. And this happened to be on page 14. It says here, per the statute that I was talking about, reports alleging one of the following are statutorily mandated to be referred to the child protection team for medical evaluation and or support services as soon as possible. Injuries to the head, bruises to the neck or head, burns, fractures to the child of any age, and they go on to everything you can think of. So, let's get it down and break it down in nice, simple terms. When any child goes to the hospital in Florida, they are mandated to take a look and see that the nurses and the physician if this child might have been abused. Now, the logical question is, do you think that a physician or a nurse is going to take on the responsibility of saying, no, nothing happened? Of course not. They've got too many years invested. They're going to automatically, and we got to go get the formula, they're going to automatically turn that over to the CPI and to others that are involved in this team. And here comes the CPI folks. Hoo-ha. And, of course, now, who's to say what happens? Because they can randomly pick it because they've met according to their guidelines. And if you go on down farther on their guidelines, which we probably won't have to, I haven't got totally through it, but it is set up so that anything that happens to that child, when you go to take your child to the hospital, the CPI is going to be looking over your shoulder, and the definition is, could reasonably be expected to result in physical or mental injury to a child. So if you have a child, if it's physical or mental, well, what could you have done to have prevented it? Well, obviously, if it was an accident, it's an accident. Obviously, every accident could have been prevented. But they've incorporated in this net that any child that goes to the hospital has to, the nurse and the doctors, I can tell you right now, I can't prove it, but if I had 8 years or whatever to be a physician, and I don't know, nurses is a year or two or three or four and all the other training, are you going to put that on the line? You're going to turn on the form, turn it over to CPI, and wash your hands of it. I just got a child come in, he's got a puncture wound because it's a bite, and I'm going to wash my hands of it. And if you don't take your child to the hospital and they happen to go to school or somebody finds out about it, here comes the CPI again because you didn't take reasonable care of your child to get him fixed. So you're in a catch-22.
Well, you know, I was going to say at that point, it's also in the public schools and the doctor's office. It's like if you have a child just beginning to learn how to walk and that child falls down and gets a bump on their head and you take that child to the daycare, the daycare people are required to report it, the public schools are required to report it, and the doctor's office. Even if we're not talking about emergency room cases. We're talking about going to the regular doctor's visit for your child falling off something. You know how children climb. Little children like to climb and so forth. So what they're doing is anytime you have any accident whatsoever, you take your child to the doctor's or you send them off to school, the CPI comes out, and I mean, this is what they're doing in Florida, and they're taking the children by the hundreds.
And the now, people, here's the killer that we found in this, and this has an asterisk beside it because they use it. Now, this is out of the CPI, the Child Protection Investigator, part of the Sheriff's Department, out of a 26-page initial standing operating procedure, and they have an asterisk because this is the killer. This is G, and it's on page 16 and page 17. Now, this hospital emergency room abuse reports, which we've got to get Greg and his friend to go down and get those from the hospital so we have those documents too, because we're going to get this all documented to the nth degree here. But here's the killer, number 7. If the injury occurred while in the care of a child care provider or someone other than the parent, taking into consideration a possible poor choice of caretakers, the hospital emergency room procedures are not applicable. I'll read this again. If the injury occurred while in the care of a child care provider or someone other than the parent, and in parentheses, taking in consideration a possible poor choice of caretaker, in parentheses, and a few more words, the hospital emergency room procedures is not applicable. So here's how it works. If you're in a child care provider or anybody else other than the parent, that child can be beaten, sexually abused, raped, or whatever. And they have the state with the this is the CPI, so this is the state of Florida, has said we are exempting our people that are hired by contract. They don't have to fill out a report. We don't have to show the abuse because we do not want to expose what we're doing. We have an exemption clause. And I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute, and we're going to continue on with more of the exposing of what these people are doing behind the scenes.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, true seeker out of the far north of Alaska, and I have Greg Pound on the line here. And what we're exposing here is a written contract. It's legal evidence. The child custody people, caretakers, they can abuse children, do anything they want with them. And when they have to go to the hospital, they've exempted because they do not want the hospital filling out a report. They do not want a paper trail. Now, if a parent goes in, no matter what happens to that child, there's going to be a report filled out, and they are this fiction in law that is has a quota system, which we're going to get into a little deeper here, to perform. What they're going to do is they're going to make a decision like in Greg Bounds. They say, four children, wow, let's see. And when they have four children, each one of those children in the Florida statutes, there's $8,500 automatically allocated. It's like a credit card. I don't remember the numbers, but I think it's $500 the court gets and the foster care get $4,000 and the attorneys get $4,000. So there's an $8,500. So when they got a hold of Greg Pounds, man, they had a hell of a cash cow to get this started. So we got $8,500 to spend as soon as we take them, and the parent, anything that happens to that child, bruised no matter what, punctures, anything according to their definitions, there's going to be a report. And you're stuck. So if you take the child to the hospital, you're screwed. And if you don't, they find out you're screwed. And they've exempted the child care provider or anybody other than the parent because they don't want anybody. They're going to do this in-house. In-house. And in their performance standards, they say at least 5%, they got to have 95% shall be protected, but we can throw away 5%, and out of that 1,373 of the over 12 months, that's 70 kids. So we can really screw up 70 kids' lives, and still nobody cares. But we're the only ones that's going to provide the data. And we make sure when they go to the hospital that the nurses and the physicians don't fill out a report. Isn't this astounding? Is it sick? What do you think, Greg?
I just think it's, I just sit here, Ralph, thinking about my kids and my wife, and I just, and the stuff as I listen to you speak, exactly is what happened to us. I mean, to watch the abuse our kids have gone through, it was an accidental dog bite that me and my wife had nothing to do with. They've taken our kids, and they've abused our kids to such a degree that they've been to the doctors over 100 times, and nothing's happened to the people. But if it happened to us, we would probably be in prison.
Yes.
And
but this is why nobody ever finds out about it, because they all do it in-house, and they have
exemption.
A minimum, a penalty of $12.5 million on the line. Now, this YMCA outfit is losing their contract, aren't they?
That's right. Here in Pinellas County, Florida, and I believe a lot has to do with, because when you watch the website, how they took that young boy for 3 years, and they were torturing him. And he would tell the case manager in the website, freeourkids.com, he gives the names of the people who were doing it. And you see where the kid was all beat up, his eyes were black and blue, where they were starving him, where he was stuck with pencils, where they had him and they were poking him with pencils while they were torturing him. And then they had him handcuffed to the bed and they were burning him. And, I mean, this went on for 3 years, literally torturing our children. And the parents, I got people crying like babies. If you watch the website, listen, these little children are being raped and molested. And we can't get nothing done. We don't understand why these people in government are doing this to us.
Well, we're going to expose a little more here after the hour, and we'll open the phone lines up. I've got just a couple more things we want to get over here. Because also... Well, I hear the music, so I guess we'll continue with some more astounding information of what's going on the Yellow Brick Road in the Land of Oz as we pull the curtain back.